الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن آياته خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف ألسنتكم وألوانكم. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, Allah Azza wa Jal has created human beings different from one another. Every person differs from another person. We differ in our appearance, in our conduct, in our temperament. Allah has created everyone different to such an extent that even the fingerprints of everyone is different from another person. Therefore, Allah in the Quran, in Surah Qiyamah, He says, when I will resurrect people, bala qadirina ala an nusawwiya banana. When people express doubts about Allah resurrecting and bringing people back to life, Allah said, not only will I bring you back to life, I will bring you back to life with your same fingerprint. Now, who knew that time when the Quran was revealed that every person's fingerprint is different from another? But this is how Allah Ta'ala is mentioning. Everyone is different. Just as we differ in our physical appearance, in our conduct, in our temperament, we also differ in our intellectual capabilities and our understanding. Everyone has got a different understanding. Everyone has got a different methodology of thinking and looking at things. Allah Ta'ala ne har ek ko munfarid aur mukhtalif rakha. Sirat mein, surat mein, yahan tak ke soch mein. Har ek ka soch jo hai ek dusre se alag hai. Everyone has got a difference. Yeah, to such an extent that even our understanding, our intellect is different. Allah in the Quran, in the ayat which I recited in the khutbah, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ among the signs of Allah, خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ I created the heavens and earth. وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ I created differences in your languages, in your colors. People speak different languages. It's a sign of Allah Ta'ala. People have different complexions, different skin types, different color of their skin. This is a creative sign of Allah Ta'ala. Logon ke andar mukhtalif hai. Yahan tak ke sirat, surat, zaban mein har ek ko Allah Ta'ala, ye Allah Ta'ala ki kudrat-e-kamila ki ek nishani hai. Now, just as we differ in all of these things, we also differ in our intellect. Now, because if we differ in our intellect, there will always be difference of opinion. People will look at things differently. Hamare, you know, haya ek alim aaya tha, Maulana Palan Haqqani. Maulana Palan Haqqani came many years back to South Africa. And that time he gave an example. He says, a person, you know, people went and someone told them about the elephant. And there were people who were blind and everyone went to go and study the elephant. Right? So when they came back and they studied the elephant, and he said, what did you see? So three, four different people gave different perceptions about the elephant. One looked at his trunk and he said, no, the elephant is something that got a long trunk. It's got something very long. Other one said, it's got a very big body. Other one said, it's got a very big leg. The leg is very big. If that pet tramples upon someone, he'll die. Now, if people looked at it from different perspectives, would you say that they are wrong? Or they just looked at it from a different perspective. Hati ki ye tasveer hai. Kisi ne ye kaha, kisi ne yo kaha. Now it doesn't mean anyone is wrong. It just means that people have looked at it from a different angle. So in a similar manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us intellect. And just as an orchard becomes more beautiful with different color of flowers. So if you go into a park and you go into a beautiful botanical garden, and you see one color of the all the flowers are one color. Would that be more beautiful? Or would it be more beautiful if all the flowers have got different colors? And everywhere say beautiful. It is more beautiful when people have different color flowers. You go into the botanical garden, now you go, you'll see different colors of roses. You'll have white and you'll have yellow and you'll have orange and you'll have red. and sometimes you get a blue, which is very rare, right? So that makes the orchard beautiful. In a similar manner, when we have the intellectual world becomes more stimulating, more beautiful, when we have people who have different approaches and they bring it to the table. So they complete consensus because of people having different intellect will not happen. There will never be complete consensus in people the way they think. Complete consensus, ulama have written, will only happen in two ways. Mufti Mahmud Sahib rahmatullah alayh, he has written a beautiful book, The Boundaries of Difference of Opinion. In there he said you'll have complete consensus only in two occasions. One is when people are stupid, don't have intellect, and when people are not honest. Right? So either they are so stupid, they don't have aqal nahi hai, to unko andar wo jo hai na wo zehniyat hi nahi ki apne ara ko logon ke samne rakhe. They are so stupid, they don't have the ability to think and to be able to put forward their suggestions and their understanding. And the second thing is that either they are stupid or they are dishonest. Dishonest, they do believe about something, but in that particular manner they don't say anything despite the fact that they disagree with something. When they are people of intellect and they are people of integrity and honesty, there will be difference of opinion. And in a similar manner, in religious matters also there will be difference of opinion. In religious matters there will be difference of opinion. Now in Islam there is no scope for difference of opinion on something, on an aqidah that is unanimous. Aqidah mein jo sab ke haan musallam hai, to usme ikhtilaf ki koi gunjaish nahi. There is no difference of opinion in, for example, the finality of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's prophet. Khatmi nabuwat mein koi jo hai na ikhtilaf ki gunjaish nahi. Jo sab mante hai ki Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam aakhri nabi. And there is no difference of opinion on things which Allah has made clearly halal and haram. Koi ye keh ke hai ki there is scope for difference of opinion, to zina mein bhi jo hai na we must have a scope for difference of opinion. Jahan pe halal aur haram muqawwam hai aur musallam hai, to usme jo hai na wo koi ikhtilaf ki gunjaish nahi. But in furu'i matters, in subdivisional issues, in matters which are not clear cut, in which there is scope for difference of opinion, there will be difference of opinion. There will be difference of opinion. And in that difference of opinion, it is our responsibility to be able to respect those difference of opinion. Let me say again, there will be no difference of opinion on fundamentals. And our difference of opinion must not be based on egoism. Nafs ki pairvi mein jo hai na ikhtilaf nahi hona chahiye. Allah Ta'ala says, wala tattabi'il hawa فَيُذِلَّكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Don't follow your desires, Allah will lead you astray. So if you're going to have a difference of opinion on your desires, on your selfish desires, you'll never get the true path. So don't, اختلاف نہیں ہوگا کس میں جو ہے نا وہ عقیدہ میں اور جس میں سب کے جو ہے نا وہ سب پورے علماء امت کا جو ہے نا اتفاق ہو اور نفس کی پیروی میں اختلاف نہ ہو. But besides that, there is a wide scope of accommodation for difference of opinion. And اختلاف امتی رحمت, whether it is a hadith, some say it's a hadith, some say it's a saying of scholars, there is in the اختلاف of ummat there is rukhsat, there is rahmat, there is mercy. Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi, known as the fifth most, you know, Khalifa Rashid, you know, and everyone agrees with regard to his greatness. He said, ما سرني لو أن أصحاب محمد لم يختلفوا. I will not be happy when the companions did not differ. If they did not differ, there would be no accommodation, there would be no rukhsat. There would be no accommodation to do things that were differently. Now Allah Ta'ala, there is difference of opinion, there is rukhsat. There is ease in our deen because of the difference of opinion. Now there are many examples, you know, difference. And you know, one very, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Shaykh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali has written an amazing thing. He said, where there is difference of opinion and the difference of opinion is control and there is respect, there will never be fitna. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali ne kaha ke jahan pe ikhtilaf hai lekin usme hudood mein rehkar ikhtilaf hai, wahan pe kabhi fitna nahi hoga. There will be no fitna if there is difference of opinion with respect. Fitna wahan pe hota hai
The fitna comes when we don't respect and we don't keep the difference of opinion in a proper way. How many examples there are? In Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's time, after the Battle of the Trench, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, the Sahaba were about to take off the armor. They say the battle is finished. Hazrat Jibreel Alayhi Salatu Wasallam come and said, Ya Rasulullah, you could have taken off your armor. The angels have not, still, they are still busy with regard to the war. And they said, we have to go and deal with Bani Qurayza. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the Sahaba, go there and reach there by Asr time. Asr mein aap Bani Qurayza mein aap namaz paro wahan pe. Bani Qurayza mein. I think it's Bani Qurayza. So in that way, two Sahaba, when they were going, they became late. So some said, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam kaha ke wahan pe Asr namaz padhiye. Chahe Maghrib ke waqt pahunche, Isha ke waqt pahunche. Aur kisi ne ye kaha, nahi. One said that, no, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you must read Asr and Bani that day, we're going to read Asr there. Someone said, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam meant that you must go there quickly. Now Asr is going away. We can't make Asr Qaza. They read Asr on the road. Two different approaches. Subhanallah, look at that. What did our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he came to know about it, he didn't say anything one is wrong. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left it. So there was difference of opinion, but no one went to go and tell the other one, you're wrong. Because both of them were trying to reach what Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And sometimes difference of opinion come because of different reasons, sometimes perceptions, sometimes temperament. Sometimes you have a difference of opinion because of temperament. Maybe Ajib Mamla. So in the Battle of the Badr, when the prisoners were brought, so there were two views. Kaidi ke baare mein, Badr ki kaidi ke baare mein, do arat hai. Ek Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam aur Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala. Aur ek Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ki taraf se. Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala said, Ya Rasulallah, these people are our brothers. They are people of our own family. You know, let us show mercy upon them. Unke upar raham karo, ho sakta hai ke wo musliman ho jaye. To ye Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala ki rai thi. Ya Rasulallah, show mercy upon them. Hazrat Umar said, this is the first war of truth and falsehood. We must show them a lesson. And what we must do is, we must get all of them killed. Unko qatal karo. Ye haq aur batil ka maarika hai. Aur yahan tak unhone kaha ke jo unke kareebi rishtedar hai, unko maaro. Jaakar unko qatal karo. Wo jaakar qatal kare. The one who is closest to the prisoners, he must go and kill them. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called the Sahaba. He said, Allah Ta'ala has made certain people's heart, you know, soft. And Abu Bakr, your example is like Hazrat Ibrahim Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. And what did Ibrahim Alayhi Salatu Wasalam said? فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي. If you, O Allah, if my followers follow you, they are part of me. وَمَنْ أَسَانِي. And if you follow, and if they disobey you, then you are ghafurur rahim. You are forgiving and merciful. And O Abu Bakr, you are like Isa Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. You are like Isa Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. Isa Alayhi Salam made the same dua. In dua adhibhum fa'innahum ibadah. Oh Allah, if my followers, they obey me, then in dua adhibhum fa'innahum ibadah. If you punish them, then you are ibadah. They are your bondsmen, your servants, you got the right to punish them. But if you forgive them, you also have the power to forgive them. And O Umar, you are like Nuh Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. Nuh Alayhi Salam ne kya dua mangi? Rabbi la tadar alal ardi min al kafirin diyara. Oh Allah, don't leave one single disbeliever alive. And oh Umar, you are like Musa Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. Rabbana atmis ala amwalim wasdud ala qulubim fala yu'minu hatta yaraw al adab al alim. Ya Allah, Fir'aun aur unki qoum ko jo hai na halak kar de. Destroy them. Fala yu'minu, they must not bring iman until they see your punishment. Now there was two views. So sometimes views come because of perceptions. Sometimes views differ because of temperaments. So this is something that we have to keep in mind. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was soft. Inna Ibrahim ala halimun awahu munib. He was soft. Sab Ibrahim ka yehi jalak hai. All the Ibrahims are soft. Uske upar logon ko bhi itiraz hai. That also people have itiraz and objection with regard to. Ibrahims are soft. What must you put up? Anyway. And this is a... Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala had a war. And then war came about because of 15, but whatever it is, they had a war. But look at the respect. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala used to say, I regard Ali as better than me. I only got an ikhtilaf with him. I got a difference of opinion with him with regard to the killers of Usman. I say, treat and go and get the killers of Usman immediately. Subhanallah. And then one day, when Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala was sitting, then Dharar was very close to Ali radiallahu ta'ala. He came in the presence of Hazrat Muawiyah. So Hazrat Muawiyah told him, Sif li Ali. Give me the qualities of Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Dharar gave such beautiful qualities of Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Such beautiful qualities. I only have a time, you know, one day we will just read that qualities when we speak about Ali radiallahu ta'ala. He gave the qualities of Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And he started crying. And Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala started crying until his beard was wet. And this is about people who had a difference of opinion which led to war. But in praising Ali radiallahu ta'ala, you know, in front of Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala started crying. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala was asked, at the time when the rebels took hold of Medina and they laid siege upon him, that what must we do with regard to the people who are leading Salat? They are rebels. Subhanallah, look at the greatness of Usman radiallahu ta'ala. He said, if they do good, assist them. If they do wrong, stay away from it. Subhanallah. Wo acche kaam kar rahe ho, to unke jo hai na saath do. Bure kaam kar rahe ho, unko piche kar do. This is how it was. Huh? Although these were rebels, and they didn't have any firm footing. All the allegations were wrong. If they are doing right, follow them. Someone who is doing right, follow him. If he's doing something wrong, stay away from him. And there are so many examples. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayh went, you know, he went to the qabr of Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayh in Baghdad. And there, of course, according to Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayh, he reached Rafayadin. And he reached Qunut in the time of Fajr. There, on that particular day, he didn't read Qunut. He didn't make Rafa Yadin. Logon ne pucha, aapne kyun nahi kiya? Aapke mazhab mein to yehi hai. Your mazhab believes in that. He said, out of respect for the person in this qabr. Out of respect for Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, I didn't do these things. This was the respect. They differed, but they still have respect and dignity. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi writes, and I want you to read this. I'm not quoting my own self. He said, today religious people do not have that much of hate for those who mock Allah and His Rasul. The way they have hatred for people who oppose their views. Ya Allah, what's gone wrong with us? The religious people do not have so much hate for people who mock Allah and His Rasul. The way they have hatred for those people, you know, who oppose their views. Look at the difference between Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani and Maulana Madni Rahmatullah Ali. One was in favor of Pakistan, one was not in favor of Pakistan. But they respected one another. When Maulana Madni Rahmatullah Ali was arrested, Maulana Thani was crying. Someone said, he is your opponent. He said, so what is my opponent? He's an opponent in terms of my view, but he's still my brother. Then he said, I didn't realize. Mujhe nahin pata tha ke mujhe Maulana Madni Rahmatullah Ali se itne muhabbat hai. I didn't realize I got so much muhabbat for Maulana Madni Rahmatullah Ali, despite the fact that they had difference of opinion. So these are the things that we have. One incident, I don't have the time. I could have given you a incidents between the two that will make your hair stand. That what respect they had for one another despite the difference of opinion that they had. I don't have the time. But anyway, now all of this, what do we do? Just few takeaway points. First, never lose sight of the big picture. One thing. People who believe in Allah and Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Quran and the year after, will be closer to each other than those people who do not share the belief. Allah Ta'ala ko mante ho, ek hi Nabi ko mante ho, ek Rasul ko mante ho, Qiyamat ko mante ho, Quran ko mante ho. So why do you have then hatred? Keep sight of the bigger picture. Hum ek hai. Hum dushmanon ke khilaf ek hai. When Hazrat Muawiyah was fighting with Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Christian king wrote to Hazrat Muawiyah and said, I will help you in your fight with Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Muawiyah said, if you look at one gaze in a wrong manner to Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I will be the first person to stand behind Ali and fight against you. Don't take advantage of our fight. Don't take advantage of our difference of opinion. Understand the bigger picture. Secondly, we must avoid heated arguments. By jagra ko churo. The best way, if you have a difference, discuss it in an amicable way. Discuss it in a civilized way. Stop being rude to one another. It is most difficult for us to see the light of truth in the heat of an argument. Jagra karenge to hamara haq ko kabhi nahi pahunch sakta. Hazrat Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh says, argumentation extinguishes the light of knowledge in the heart. So stop jagra, stop heated arguments. And logon ke liye on the ground, on the for people who are don't have that degree of Islamic knowledge, otherwise a certain degree everyone must have, do not get involved in religious argumentation. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayh shared, sunate the Urdu mein, mazhabi bahas maine ki hi nahi, faltu akal mujh mein thi hi nahi. Stop religious argumentation. You don't know Quran and Hadith. Why are you arguing on religious matters? Leave it to the ulama. And you follow the alim that you have respect upon. Jis ulama ke andar aapke toqeer ho aur uske adab ho, uski pairavi karo, dusre ulama ke khilaf mat baat karo. Bas. That is for the awam. Religious argumentation, how the ulama deal with it, that's a different matter. But for us on the ground, we don't get involved in religious argumentation. You follow the one whom you have agreement with, follow him. But don't stop this whole particular type of situation that is happening nowadays, when we're sitting and talking. Look at how all our efforts today, hamare pure jo hai na wasail isi mein hai, jagre mein. Today one person said something, the other person says something the next day. Then this one says something, the other person says something. To jo hai na, how are we going to do musbat kaam kab karenge? When are we going to do positive work if all the time our efforts are only towards one another, against one another? When are we going to do positive work? But this is the situation. And stop hatred. By logon ko jana, don't stop hating one another. Bosh mat rakho log logon ke samne. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne kya kaha? La tabaghadu wa la tahasadu wa la tadabaru wa kunu ibadallahi ikhwana. Don't hate one another. You can hate the sin, but not the sinner. Don't hate one another. Don't make hasad with one another. Don't turn against one another. وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا. Become brothers unto one another. Ek dusre ke bhai bano. Hazrat Ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayhi ne kya likha? وَلَا يَتِمُّ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا بِتَرْكِ الْحَسَدِ وَالْغِلْ وَالْحِدِّ وَالْغِشِ. No one has iman until he abandons envy, hasad, jealousy, rancor, malice, and hatred towards one another. Otherwise, you don't have iman. But these type of things are very important in the climate and what is happening nowadays. I don't want to say in any particular specific situation, but on a general level, these are advices that we should try and adhere to. May Allah Ta'ala give you a topic of understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.